Blog Talk Radio.
If I miss somebody, I'm sorry, but
You know, Jay, I've just really excited. But what really got me all excited is that, yeah, Jay, he did sit on the back of the truck, y'all, and at barbecue and watch racing, but he forgot to tell y'all one thing. He forgot to tell y'all that him and DJ Grant, the number one stunner, they were wiping B's eyes because after dog got his ass drugged, and they left a big pile of tissue down there on the ground where they've been just crying all night long. But other than that, hey, we had a good time. Hey, I'm glad.
You caused the trouble, Bobby. You caused the trouble. Now, listen, you also got to thank, Bobby, I just want to throw a couple more people out there. You had a lot of local support, and as well as you did, Lil Rick was there along with Matt and the new, JB.
Oh,
what's the name of that Matt's new car?
The Rug Rat.
Jay, they took my money, so I know they were happy. So
yeah, they were real happy. They won the money. But now, let me tell you, this is what everybody needs to know about. The baddest small block in the land is driven by a woman. It's driven by a woman. Tabitha Taylor whooped every butt down there. And no, shout out to Tabitha Taylor. Taylor showed up and showed out. And I don't know. I mean, I just want to set you up one more time. So what were you saying about this now?
I'll get back to that in a minute. Yeah, once again, the Rug Rat, Mike McGohan, Matt McGohan. Matt, first time in the car, from my understanding, come down and win the shootout. Hey, I had one of my homeboys down there right here, too. Yump with the trucker car. And, you know, they was underestimating Yump, and Yump was slapping with the trucker car. And then, hold on, you also had Shut Up and Raise. Old man Drell, he was down there trying to get down low, him and Cabo. So, I mean, we just had a whole, man, I'm telling you, we had some racing going on. But, y'all, let me tell you again about your man. You know, Biz and Doggo's out there, and, you know, Biz, you know, he ready. But when I wondered about the what day, I said, hell, I ain't seen him in a minute. And I finally go around now. Biz and Jay. And number one stunner, and they were whopping Biz's eyes because he was fed a crime. He had a box of tissue. And all, if you think I'm lying, y'all go down there right now, it's a big old pile of tissue where they've been grinding his eyes. And then Jay was going to take out a picture and put it on Instagram. Biz got some mad, take off his hat. And I looked at him and said, hell no, man, put that hat back on. You look better with your own gold. Because he was highly upset.
I was upset. I was mad. I was disappointed. All the emotions rolled up in the water. But you know what? Mad, disappointed, and upset get you. It gets your determination. And you and your son.
We're not.
Sometimes
you get your ass tore. But go ahead on. I'm sorry.
Well, I've been getting that for the last year and a half. So that's nothing new. But a change is coming.
Yeah, boy, because you can't take too much. Because I don't think, you know, the man that cleaned up the track, he's going to be bad. All that damn color tissue he had to pick up. J-Bone and, you know, number one stone wiping up your eye. Hey, Dave.
Hey,
if I'm hosting the show,
don't kick it too hard.
I'm gonna
make him sell it.
Okay.
You're gonna make him sell it.
I'll sell it and trade it in a minute, Jay. There's no need. I'll sell it and trade it. I'll do $100.
Well, you might have to go sell that one then. But anyway, hey, I thank all the guys. Like the whole Taliban crew. It was just, you know, like I don't want to call names. BT, John Force down there taking some beautiful pictures. Like the Blood Jack family. I couldn't really get around to see everybody, but I'm glad everybody did have a good time. I enjoyed it. Like I said, more important to me was the racing. I love the races. But to see the guys in fellowship, man, eating and laughing and cutting the food, having a good time. I tell you what, Jake, my bracket races said, man, they want to come back. When you going to have them back again, because we love the bet. And everybody knows bracket races sound like in their own class, like golf. You know, you got to be so professional. But when they saw how much fun that the grudge racer was having the class, man, they was going like, that was fun. I'm going like, okay. But anyway, hey, I want to thank everybody. Thank Big Kenny and James and all the homeboys and Yump with the Tucker toy and Cowbo that went out and did a little slapping. And, you know, Junior been riding there and slapped that red. And that was another upset. Boy, there's going to be some shit going on here after a while. But anyway, hey, Jay, Ben, y'all can go to the phone line and let me folks talk about y'all real bad.
but Bobby, we got also JB out of the DMV on, out of the DMV for folks that don't know, that's Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. JB, what's going on?
Am I hearing what I'm hearing, Jay? Because I didn't hear this part of this over this weekend, Jay. What's going on?
Just the name that you need to know is Yump Yump.
No, the name I need to know is Tabitha Taylor, because
Tabitha Taylor's on the shootout.
Small block.
Tabitha Taylor is on serious now, for real. I mean, that woman, I mean, she put one of the guys out of, was she everybody that came up against her. I mean,
Jay,
play with.
I'm gonna tell you this, Jay. I'm gonna interrupt you on that now. I know y'all say I'm not. Let me tell you something. Jolly Rancher were gone. If you look at the videos, or even I saw one photo that John had taken, and he was at least a car like out on him, and I think he got the moving around with a big end. But somebody said that he was looking for him. And that's why he wasn't looking where he was going. But I'm putting it anyway. If he had never lifted, hey, that would we would have a different story to tell today, I believe.
If my auntie had nuts, she'd be my
uncle. Hey, Jake, I'm going on mute, Jake. I'm going on mute.
No, Bobby, don't go nowhere. You know, it was getting that ill.
Somebody just hit me,
woulda, coulda, shoulda. I don't know. I'm for dumb. I got a picture of that, though. I got a picture that you wouldn't believe how far Jolly Rancher was sitting out on Tabitha Taylor. And so I don't know. I ain't heard the whole story, but, as they said, the video don't lie. So.
But, hey, Jay, you know I had to put up a new tree. So I had me cut the tree with him. I had to go get the other tree, spare tree out and put back down. So, hell, he cut that one with him.
I mean, so I don't know what else. I can't, I hadn't heard no word. Ain't nobody told me nothing. But it was a tremendous, that was a tremendous thing.
I was right there, Jay. Chick cut the tree down. Chick was probably about two and a half cars up front. But one thing you can't do, that foot got to stay on that metal. And Tabitha's foot stayed on that metal. That's all.
I mean,
it looked like he lifted maybe two or three times, but she never did.
But the one that didn't see it, I'm gonna put that up right now. If you want to see that race, I'm putting it up on Grudge Inc. on Facebook as we speak. That's something serious right there. But listen, Biz and y'all know we got another race coming up this weekend. Now can we get?
I can't wait, Jay. I got my flight already booked. I didn't even pay for my rental. paid for my car rental, and I have never been to the East Coast. They say I'm on the East Coast now, but I don't consider Georgia East Coast. I consider Georgia South. That's just, you know, that's just me. But I've never been in the North yet. I've never been in the Northeast. Never been to Maryland, never been to D.C. They tell me they got some good food. You know I like to eat. So I can't wait to get to Maryland. I cannot wait to see some good grudge racing. And those guys over there, they believe in Tony Wright. So all I want to say, we got about 10 or 15 guys from Chicago. We're going to let y'all know where we from, where we at. So when Tony Wright line up versus Donye, y'all make sure y'all find one of them. And as they say, let your bet reflect your confidence.
Okay. Now, Biz, are you the same one that made up that that slogan, if your aunt had nuts, she'd be your uncle?
I didn't make it up. But I did quote it.
If my aunt had nuts, she'd be captain. Now, J-Bars, that's a good one, J-Bars. You need to use that on Grudge Inc., the site. That need to be – we need to start – you remember how we said we got shirt ideas? We need to get a Grudge Inc. shirt and on the back put Biz and in quotation, if my aunt had nuts, she'd be my uncle.
Debbie ain't never heard that before, Biz. Debbie kind of like that.
Hey, hey, but look, I'm going to give y'all – I was with the Horsemen this weekend at Colonial Beach, and there we got a grudge race out here known as the Copperhead, and Jay, he going to be up at Cecil this week. The boy, he been down for about the last 2 months, but he got a 9-2 record right now, even being down the last 2 months. And the boy is one of them guys that will basically run just to run. He ain't going to be no stiff. If, you know, if his thing is off the trailer. If a big block, if he see a big block and he like, well, shit, this big block ain't doing nothing today. He been spinning, and you know what he'll do is that, you know, if he think that big block ain't gonna get down that track, let's go off the trailer. And so this week he came out and his car gonna be ready this weekend. He said a set of lips will say anything, mouth. And man, everybody at that track, cause the guy had the microphone. And the guy felt some kind of way, Jay, because this guy had a big block Camaro, old nitrous, and Copperhead has a Mustang, small block, full interior, on, you know, on nitrous. So it make you feel some kind of way when you sitting over there like you big and bad because you got a big block, and this small block done called you out again. And not just to say that, Jay, but the last time they done raced, the last two races, he done put space on his big block because the big block ain't make it down the track. Now, what I'm trying to say is you got some people out here that, I'm going to tell you, when they smell blood in the water, it's like Shark Week, Jay.
Well, I don't know. With Shark Week, boy, it's a bad week to be sniffing. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad week to be a seal.
Well, Chicago got a big block coming over there, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind running off the trailer. So you tell Snuffy, if he feel like jumping, jump.
Hey, Jay already know. See, now, Biz, where y'all at right now, y'all ain't in Chicago right now, where y'all are at right now, I got a friend that's looking for a certain, and see, Jay, I know how you try to do, Jay. Now, I know a friend that's looking for a certain purple Mustang, Jay. Do we know what Mustang
is? What Mustang they're looking for?
I think it's purple. It's purple, and I think them guys, was it Coupe Performance?
Yeah, that's Scott. Yeah.
Is that what they're looking for?
Yeah. The car that's looking for him is known as Ugly. Now, she a pretty bitch, but they call her Ugly.
But the name of the car may be ugly, but the name I like is the car that's going to run SVO for the What's the name of that car that SVO got to run?
The crazy bitch. Yeah, the crazy bitch. He saw the star. He did a funny one down at Colonial Beach this week. He was looking at the sky, Jay. He turned that wick up a little bit, and all I can say is the bitch, the drawers was dragging the ground.
Okay.
So I told him.
What kind of JB, you going out on JB?
No,
JB. What kind of car is that?
Mustang, small block, single turbo.
Single turbo, okay. So we got force induction versus force induction.
Yeah, you know, force induction versus force induction.
I like that. They own 28s?
They own 28s.
Okay, what's the steps?
No step.
The first one to the
finish line.
When they got to be in a staging lane?
They didn't put no time on it, but both of them agreed that they wouldn't let, you know, the darkness hit. So I'm guessing 8 o'clock, they're going to get this over with and get this on.
Okay. Two turbos.
The crazy bitch versus the SVO.
Okay.
Now,
I like
it's
that.
Funny. Now, let me tell you where he got this name from. Now, this car, you know, he used to let his wife drive it. But, you know, he steadily got him a divorce. So the old lady tried to take the car, so he had to give it a name. He decided to call it the Crazy Bitch. I said, well, that's a good goddamn name. He said, yeah. I sold it to a friend of mine for a couple of dollars.
This is a car in Maryland. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I didn't know my mic was on.
Yeah, he sold it to a friend of his for a couple of dollars so he could keep it, but the thing is, he decided to call it the Crazy Bitch from now on.
I like that name. I like that name.
So if you see these two turbos, are they going up top or are they going in the middle?
They're going in the middle. They both,
SBO
wanted
okay.
to go in the middle, and, I mean, the other one, you know, the other one actually, his likes it a little bit more up top, but, you know, he agreed with SBO. He said he'd meet in the middle, he'd go on and go leave.
Okay.
Now, that SBO, we got the top 229 cars, Nicest, going up against each other, Dunye versus Tony Wright.
Yes, sir.
The top two boosted cars in the nation going up against each other. That's SDO and the Crazy Bitch. And now we also have the top sportsman cars going up. And I want everybody to know that all these are title matches. These are world title matches. These ain't your average grudge race. Now, the winner of these matches leave out of there representing the nation as a good, you know, top elite in their category. Now, the top sportsman is going to be the Coroner and Gene Stevens, right?
Most Wanted, yep. Most Wanted Camaro.
Gene Stevens.
That's Scotty G's twin.
Yeah, look just like Scotty G's car.
Yes, it does.
Is it
also
tuned by Scotty G?
No, it's not tuned by Scotty G. This is tuned by Chris Akers.
Okay.
Now, who else we got?
Oh, TJ, you missing out now. We also got y'all were talking about him earlier. We got the Coupe Performance, the Dirty Boys taking on the Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. Well,
oh
now,
boy.
For the Georgia belt. You know what? I like that for the simple fact is no one's got home field advantage. You know?
I like that.
Was that said one
that's
time?
Jay, he said it best, Jay, because, hey, what did I say? Now, look, we were on Madhouse's radio show the other day, and I said the definition to me of a true grudge racer is somebody that will engage in any territory. And these two have never been to Cecil County. So neither one can say they got an upper hand. This is neutral territory. So, you know, this is anybody's game.
Okay, JP, for the ones that's never been to Cecil County, give us a little bit information about Cecil County. Is it, you know, what kind of track is it? Is it a
this
only
track? I can tell you right now, this track, I will easily say, and you can ask anybody, because I've been the Yellow Bullet and all. This track, I would say, is second to MIR. Now, if anybody's been to MIR, they know that MIR is, I mean, they set records every goddamn Friday. But just the other day, I got a call from Mo Hall went a 4-10 on 10-5s the other day. And then they turned around, and the track was doing so well, Ron Rhodes came out there and went a 4:55. So this is no bullshit track. They take their prep very seriously. Jim Halsey and Dave, they actually, if they got an event Saturday, they start prepping on Thursday.
Okay.
So,
I like
that. And we got plenty. Not only will you see some grudge calls, but we have also got confirmations from David Hance will be, as you know, he has a pro nitrous car. Scott is going to be up there tuning that for him so he can get it right for PDRA. And we got a couple other guys that will be in the house getting ready for Yellow Bullet. So, you know, not only will the grudge guys get a lot, I mean, they're going to have a ball, but, you know, we got some people testing for the Yellow Bullet, which is the following week. So, you know, it's gonna be some heavy hitters in there in the grudge and the clash racing. But you know, they coming. They got their own look. They got their own separate lanes. They gonna be testing for the Yellow Bullet.
Sounds good.
The last but not least, we got one more. Well, we got two matchups that came in there this weekend, Biz. I'm gonna give you some heads up on it. We have one, Chi-Town Chuck. In the Chi-Town Most Wanted car, will be taking on the Godfather, Heads Up, 8th Mile.
I like that. Now, I got a question, though. Now,
yes.
Are they, you know, they're going to have those class cars there. Are they going to turn on the clock for the class cars?
No, they just going to get a ticket because, you know, I just feel.
Yeah, there you go.
Between me and you, you can't have it to the point where they doing one and doing the other because then they're going to mess around on a grudge race and that clock going to be on. Yeah, they get a ticket.
Right. Okay.
They'll get a ticket.
Okay.
Now, last but not least, the last one that locked in this weekend, and Jay knows this for a fact, on Friday night, I was going down the road and somebody texted me and said, "I want the," and I'm gonna say it just like he said it. He said, "I want the motherfucking belt." I said, "Now, what belt do you want?" Now he said, "I want the Extreme Small Block Nitrous belt, the national belt." I said, "Well, you know, that's a new belt." He said, "Well, I don't give a damn if it's a new or not. Who I gotta run for it?" I said, "Well, you know, you gotta. I mean." There's not too many extreme small blocks out there that are actually going right now. And you know what he told me? He said, "Fuck it. Call Petey." I said, "You want Petey Small Block?" He said, "Yeah, I want Petey Small Block." So, therefore, the white boys locked in Petey Small Block and his car, Sandy, also for Saturday. Y'all guys still there?
Hold on 1 second, JP. I'm ordering some food. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, yep, that match is locked into the white boys versus Petey Small Block.
Now, that's going to be, because I had always said that the white boys car, Small Block, you know, arguably was the fastest car in the nation, hadn't been tested against the guys out of the Northeast yet, I mean the Northwest yet, but and everybody's known Petey Small Block has been a, you know, Small Block King for a long time. So, I mean, this is more or less like a clash of the titans for these two to come together.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so
yeah.
So JB, who you like? Who you like, JB? You gonna are you
like,
going with the North or you going with the South?
Oh, I like Petey. I like Petey. I'm you know, I'm going with Petey.
And well, listen, I want everybody to know this, too. I just put up the Jolly Rancher and Tabitha Taylor video. It's on Grudge, Inc. So if y'all go on Facebook and put in Grudge, Inc., you'll be able to see that video. And it's being shared faster than, I mean, good Lord, that thing is being shared like you wouldn't believe. So every time y'all hear the thing, green. Like, that ain't no gambling machine, you know. You know, that's like it's being shared like something serious.
Well, also Jay, I want to give a big shout out. I think he's on here right now. I don't know if he's on here, but we had a guy this weekend, man. He's known as Brian Nelson, and he called me Jay on Friday, and he said, "JB, thank you." I said, well, "What are you thanking me for?" He said, I got my stickers in." I said, "Well, you know, go ahead and, you know, put them on your window." Next thing I know, he has a car called the Disco Nova. It's going to be, he's going to be running in the shootout on Saturday from the DMV. It's a 65 Chevy 2, and he will be running in the shootout. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, he might stick it on the window, or he might stick it on the quarter glass. He goes ahead and sticks it right on the body of the car. So I have uploaded the pictures, but the Disco Nova from the DMV is rocking the Grudge Inc.
JB, why you stop talking?
I'm talking. Y'all must can't hear me. I said the Disco Nova is rocking the logo. Disco Nova.
I've seen that.
Yeah, Disco Nova is official.
That's something serious.
Yes, he is official.
Now, yeah, oh, that's official. Oh, and then, oh, man, the mailman has been running mighty strong right here. We have been getting, selling some T-shirts and some logos around the country. Grudge Inc. is moving good, man. Everybody's liking the logo. I appreciate that. And, again, too, I want to make sure that everybody go to Grudge Inc. on Facebook, and you can see a couple of our models. And the models that you see now, they are real pretty girls, and they are pushing the T-shirts. But we will have a calendar coming out pretty soon. And I don't know if I don't know. Ben, did you get a chance to see any of the pictures for the calendar?
No,
I don't know.
Jay, you know you're going to do me to the back corner. You know you're
breaking
you
up. Man, say it again. You're breaking up.
I said, you know, you done showed the pictures of Pro Stock Joe. You and Pro Stock Joe collaborate together.
Okay. You need to listen, everybody. Y'all need to see the calendar pictures. I'm just gonna tell y'all. That's all I can tell you. You need to see the calendar pictures. You know.
So the grudging calendar pictures are off the chain.
Hey Jay, I just got a picture that a guy just texted me. They want you to have a Pro Stock Joe picture with, you know, how the girls tied up in a knot in the front.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're gonna wrap that. That's gonna be a bonus picture.
Him and Willie Dawg hugging with both of their T-shirts tied up in the front of the knot.
That's gonna be the bonus, you know, you got to get that. that we got some. Let me get to some of these people. You know, they said Ben's gonna never open up no mics. So let me see. We got some mics open. Let me see who we got. I don't know why Ben's gonna open these mics up. Let's see who we got. We got a 334-4308. Now watch. They said we don't open up no mics, but now watch. We start opening mics up. They don't went to sleep. All right. 334-4348. Welcome to Monday Night Madness. This is Jay Ball. This is what he's doing. Your mic is open. Please go ahead. 612-5563, your mic is open. Go ahead. I think they'd be here. 708-5800. 708-5800, your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
What's up, Jay? That's Smitty. What's up, Smitty? What's going on, Ben? How's it going, baby? Just listening to the show, enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Smitty, what's
going on? Ben, at home yet? Yeah, I'm at the crib, man. I had a nice show there. I went to Bobby Cole's show, his anniversary. It was real, real nice. Had a nice time down there.
Smitty, you need to be making that trip to Maryland, man. Stop playing.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it, Jay. I'm going to try to make it.
Smitty, your mic is open. Let me go to the next caller. 703-6468. 703-6468. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, this is Disco Nova out of the DMV.
Yeah.
Disco Nova.
How you guys doing tonight, man? Enjoying the show.
Hold on. Let me do this right. Hold on, Disco Nova. Hold on. Shoot. We ain't let no damn superstar come on here without. Hold on. Okay. Everybody, would y'all please stand, raise your right hand, and bow your head. Disco Nova. Disco Nova, what's going on?
Hi, man. You know, enjoying the show. I want to call in and thank you guys. Like the stickers. I think they look good on the car. And, we're going to try to rep y'all's race.
They look awesome.
Try to, we're going to try to help build y'all up the best we can, too, man. We're enjoying this. This is the first year we got out doing any grudge race or any match race and stuff like that, and we're liking the hell out of it.
Listen, man, it's good to hear you come on. We definitely appreciate the love that you show, and we're coming that way. So, like I said, we do appreciate the help.
Shit, man. I'll tell you what. We, all the things JB's doing, the horsemen out here doing, we've been down to North Carolina a couple times, down to Fayetteville, Outer Banks, doing some of these 29-inch tire racing. We getting our feet wet, but, we're competing. Made it to the finals two or three different times. We raced Cubby this weekend. We lost 2-1, but, we had some good competition. We had a little bit of problems, but, I ain't trying to make no excuses. And when you race, they always a winner, always a loser. This time we come out on bottom. Next time we think we come out on top.
Hey, that's good, Grayson. That's a whole
thing. Jay, I just got a text. Somebody just texted me and told me to lock that Nova in.
Lock that Nova in?
Text messenger, what you want me to lock this Nova in with? Send me that text back. They just sent me and said, lock that Nova in.
This going over now, y'all. And you heard what he said. He raised now. You can't bluff him. You can't bluff him. This is going over.
Don't do it, Biz. Biz, don't do it. Don't do it, Biz.
Hey, man. Somebody just texted me and told me to lock that Nova in.
Well, you let all
this. You ain't well yet, Biz. You ain't well yet. Don't do it.
Hey.
Oh.
You let your boys know we'll be in Cecil County this weekend at JB's race. Up at Cecil County, trying to rep, JV, Grudge Inc. And if if they want to lock something in, we ain't hard to find. We'll have the shiniest goddamn car in the whole parking lot.
We
ain't gonna sound like we might not be the fastest, but we're gonna be the sparkliest. You can bet on that.
Well,
now, I
know after I asked him to text me back, he texted me back. He must have got scared.
He got scared.
Text me back.
Hey, I told many people this. I'll tell you guys on live radio. We got gas.
Hold
we
on.
Got nice. We got a race
check.
Car. We ain't going to leave
it in the garage. Hold on, damn it. I'm driving, but I'm going to read. He said, lock that Nova in. This ain't going to be no car show. Lock him in. With what car? What car you want me to lock him in with? Heads up today. With what car? What car do you want me to lock him in with? The SVO. SVO said lock in on Disco Nova.
SVO won't lock.
Small block, stop, block.
He got a what?
He got a small block on 28, no Willy bar. Lock in.
How many turbos you got on the thing?
I think two.
Good God. You know, my motor's so small, it might as well be considered a small block.
Stock suspension. Stock suspension. 28. No bars. He said, lock in.
Okay. Well, I guess text him back and say that I'm going to do some research on him this week, and we're gonna look real hard at it. Because yeah, we ain't scared of that car. I've seen him run a couple times on the Internet, and, you know. Like I always say, somebody going to win, somebody going to lose.
He said, LOL, laugh out loud. He said, save him. He said, save him all the empty china. He said, hit them pockets.
Yeah, hey, I mean, if he want, we can run a first round of the 29-inch shootout. That's why we going down there. We ain't got to draw this arm. I mean, if you want to shut up or shut up, I mean, if you want to run first round, we're running first round.
God damn it. Hold on. I just dropped my phone. Hold the hell on. I just dropped my phone. Sorry.
Hold on. He said, Hold on. He just texted me back. Hold on. What did he say? He said, Hold on. Oh, he said, we don't do that.
Perfect. Not a problem, then. If none of the other racers object to it, we're running first round at 29-inch tire shootout.
God. See, hey, Jay, I told you, Jay, he ain't scared to race, Jay.
I mean, y'all doing call-outs on y'all first round of 29-inch shootout?
Why not? That's one right there.
That's what I'm saying. They're doing that?
Yeah, that's one. So, hey. Let's do this call out. Let's do this one. 29 shootout, and this is a call out. Ugly, the Fox Boys versus Coop Performance.
I mean, I like the call out thing because you can get your bro and your shootout done on the same pass.
And look, you can side bet to the sky.
Exactly. And all the nicest guys can come pat me on the back when I run that turbo guy on out of there after first round, too.
God damn it. All right.
How many shootouts is it this weekend? Just a 29-inch shootout?
No, it's two. No, it's actually three, Biz. Let me get this straight, Biz. So some of your guys, if you can get bumping up, we have a street car quarter-mile shootout. Got, you know, registration, tag, muffler, alternator, nitrous only.
Yeah.
Quarter-mile. They take it. And, you know, I like how they – I mean, I know the turbo guys and the blower guys are upset with us, Biz, but – you and I know for sure that there's not too many nitrous cars that can go upstairs with a turbo car.
That's true. That's true.
So, you know, we're going to change it around next time. We're going to do it 8 mile and let the turbo guys in. But this one, it's a $200 buy-in, $2,000 to win, and it's quarter mile. Tags, registration, alternator, nitrous only, no front exhaust, no front exit headers, and, you know, we're going to do it up.
I like that. I like that.
Again, the Pro Street guys something to ride on.
Ah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, you got that race. You got the
and then we got the small
race.
Block. And then we got the small block shootout, another $2,000, free entry. Small block nitrous,
okay.
same rules as the Bad Blood.
Okay, okay. Okay.
And Disco Nova is bringing two. Disco Nova, can you tell them the two cars y'all are bringing, and tell them the two names that you're bringing for that small block shootout?
One of them possibly is gonna be Mike Webb. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be down there. Brian Lee with the pickpocket.
Pickpocket. Hey,
right
hold
now.
On, hold on, Ben. Tell him. Hey, Brian, tell him again what the name of that deuce that y'all bringing, the small block.
The pickpocket. He wants to know where. What's in your wallet?
Pickpocket.
Right now, hey, I'm trying to work a race right now between him and the Riddler. They both small blocks. They both over. They both on one system. We're trying to get them to go on one system. I think
the pickpocket.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask Bob Charles, what you think about that name? It ain't, you know, it ain't, that's a nice name, but it ain't like that Bob and them got. Bob and them got Yump Yump.
Yump Yump?
What
the hell, hold on there, Yump Yump?
Bob and them, they got some names down there. Now, you want to hear the names. You know,
oh,
you're
shit. I ain't even told y'all about the one that's in the wings either. My boy got one in the wings, though. Unnatural disaster.
But listen, y'all, I got to open up the governor's mic. The governor of Michigan, none other than let me get my computer right to make sure none other than Never Fear Racing himself. What's up, Wayne?
What's going on? What's happening?
Man, you hear all this small block action? You hear all this small block action, Wayne? You hear all this small block action?
I hear.
And is it anything, Wayne? Never Scared has always been, you know, a serious competitor in the small block world. Is there anything that you can do to throw your hat in this conversation? Wayne, where you at?
Say what?
I'm trying to get one.
What they say, Jay? What they say? Yeah, I missed a little bit of it. What they talking about, Jay?
Hello.
Are we good? I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. One of these models just walked in. I need to take y'all a picture and shoot it to y'all. I need a picture. That, Wayne, let me tell you this here. We got Disco Nova on, and he a bad small block, but he say we a race. He don't mind. You know, he don't want to lose, but he don't.
Hold on. Disco Nova is the big block. They got a small block called the pickpocket.
Yeah, Wayne's scared of him. Wayne's scared of him. you know, Wayne's scared. Wayne's scared of him. Let me see here. What else we got, JB? What else we got? Wayne, you there?
What?
I need to open up a couple of these mics right quick. Let me try a couple of these guys right quick. Give me a second. JB, help me out for 1 second. Let me get my computer back right.
All right.
JB.
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, help me out. Keep the conversation going. Let me get my computer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what was going on. What's going on? Wayne, are you in there, Wayne?
I think everybody left us, JB.
No, I don't think everybody left us. I think what's going on is some people, got a little static. We might have to mute some mics. But what? Just to give everybody a little heads up, if you didn't know, this weekend is Left for Dead at Cecil County. And if you didn't hear what I heard, the first round of the shootout, you ain't got to pick a damn card. The first round so far, we got the SVO versus the Disco Nova going down at Cecil County. Get your side bets right. Get that money right, because on the first pass of the 28-29 shootout, you're going to have the Disco Nova taking on the SVO Mustang in the first round of the shootout.
Yeah, we ain't got no problem with that, JD. You know, we've been south a couple times, and we race some guys that are fast, so I'm not too worried about it, Dad. We race, you know, that guy Brock, got the green Mustang.
Oh yeah, I know Brock.
Yeah, we put him on the trailer. Grown folks, that was a little embarrassing for them. We put them on the trailer with that G body. Who else? They got some Orange Demon down there, big 700-inch motor.
I know that Orange Demon.
A couple other guys. We ain't got no problem running with that guy. So
I hear you.
We look forward to the competition. You know?
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Hopefully we put another notch on our belt. But like I said, you know, hey, always a winner, always a loser. We're going to find out. But we ain't going to run from it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So Lord, that's a nice race for the first round of the shootout.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm putting this post up where I should be.
Who is that? Who we got in there? I hear somebody.
That might have been Yump Yump.
Who is Yump Yump?
Bobby, no. Hey, and now, listen, tell us what you got. Who are some of the guys? What are some of the other names up that way that we don't know?
Some of the other names. You know the crazy bitch, but the owner of the crazy bitch is Russell McManus. He will be there running the SVO. Some other ones you got that will be traveling this week. Like I said, Ugly, the Fox Boys, won a little piece of the Coupe Performance. They are coming up. Lavelle McDonald is bringing Hannibal from Mississippi. Well, you know, that's not from this area, but he's coming up from Mississippi. The last year's Grudge Racer of the Year for Maryland, Sean Murphy, is bringing the cleaner. Who else? We just got somebody else that is coming up too, Jay Bonds, and you know this one quite well. He wants you to get him in. He might be in here, Jay Bonds. I think he might be on the show, but his car is called Ski Mask.
Yeah, Ski Mask. I was looking for Ski Mask. Me and Ski Mask are going to have trouble. I got me and Ski Mask. That's going to be my first locked-in race right now. Me and Ski Mask. The Zookeeper versus Ski Mask. I'm looking for it.
Oh, the Zookeeper?
The Zookeeper. The Zookeeper versus Ski Mask. I'm calling Ski Mask out.
Oh, well, hey, he could, like I said, he could be in here, Jay. I think he's in here. Is there a 202-255 number, Jay, on the board?
Hello, JB. I'm looking. 202.
Yep.
202. 255.
Yep.
Give me a shot. Okay.
Don't be cool.
All right.
Don't be cool.
I got 202-6732. Your mic is open. Is this a world famous T-Man?
Yes, it is.
Ah,
yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
T-Man, Oh, my goodness. JB, why you got T-Man on here, man? You know me and T-Man can't be on the same line at the same time, man.
I was in there with you a while.
T-Man. Hey. Why is your car called C-Man?
Why is my car called C-Man?
Yeah.
We robbing.
C-Man be robbing.
Man, we robbing, man. You can't keep going in that alley thinking you will come out here and get robbed. Let me say all DC, man. We robbing, man. Hey, we're gonna rob zookeeper. We're gonna rob some animals out here.
I gotta make sure that I'm gonna get the zookeeper to put that big wallet with a chain on it so I can tie it to his belt.
What's happening, JB?
What's going on, man? Hey, he don't know he's barking up the wrong tree, George. I'm just letting him know.
Yep. Hey, I've seen Ski Mask on when he ran somebody. Ski Mask don't take no prisoner, man. Good God, I've seen it.
But when I come up there, I got to make them think that they're in the alley. If I think they're in the alley, they're going down, baby. They're going down. T-Mass will be in the house of Caesar County Thursday.
And I'm trying to think of the name of the video, Pro Stock Joe Mac Talk TV. It was on that. And it was Ski Mask versus somebody. Who was it? You ran Ski Mask. I seen that video. I said, I want them to try Ski Mask.
Yeah, it was a fast Eddie and Troy, short dog.
And, boy, y'all need to see, listen, everybody, y'all need to go on and see that video, man. Ski Mask ain't nothing to play with. But zookeeper going to have to try to tame him. I mean, we're gonna put that thing. I'm gonna shoot a video right here now, just for Ski Mask, JB.
You gonna shoot a video just for the Ski Mask?
We're gonna put that whip on that robber.
Hey, J. Bond, this guy, Big George, is just like, and he'll tell you the same. He's just like another guy from the area I told y'all about earlier, Jason Gray, the Copperhead. They will race. Ain't no backing down. Big George, one thing, when he come to an event, he gonna give it some life. I can tell you that, dude.
I mean,
I think old Copperhead is coming too.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah. He'll look. It should be Ski Mask and Shotgun, but he's Copperhead now. Yeah, he don't care who he run. He don't care.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he's a good contender, man. Good kid, man, coming up in the rank. Well recognized.
Jay Bonds, what was that you about to say? It sounded like the zookeeper had something to say. Now, did you back down or did you got something to say?
No, man. You know, I'm telling you now. I'm putting it out on national radio. The zookeeper and Ski Mask gonna have problems when they're in the same place at the same time. Man, I'm just saying that. Let you know.
Problem,
I'm putting it out there.
Hey, it's gonna be a real problem.
I got the. I'm gonna change the spark plugs in Zookeeper now, just for that. I'm gonna change the song, bro.
Hey, zookeeper, zookeeper.
Yeah.
Hey, zookeeper.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I know he hear you. I know he hear you.
Hey, I'm gonna catch and rob you as soon as you feeding the lion. Hey. No quicker I see you going that cage with eyes, I'm gonna rob you right there.
You on 919? Now I'm scared to come. I'm scared to come now.
I mean, you ain't scared to come.
I've seen him wrong for real.
Now you ain't worried about me.
I've seen him wrong for real.
You seen him wrong for real?
Yeah. Let me open up a couple of these mics right quick. We got 773-4309. 773-4309. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with? Big Will, where you at? Big Will, where the police? Big Will.
Tasha.
Tasha. Let me see. Get called out.
706. 4218, your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
It's the fan, Jay. Just listening in, man, and enjoying the show.
The fan. Listen, the
yes,
fan.
Sir.
I see you, Jay,
I enjoyed the hamburgers and everything, man, and I try to get DJ on the burgers and everything. So.
Yeah, man, I did my best to pat DJ. I try to get DJ to eat. But look, fan, you don't come on national radio and tell everybody to get you a hamburger, man. Tell them it's a steak. Man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That was steak, man.
My bad. I called it a hamburger because y'all had took the time and trimmed it up. My bad. Y'all had took the time to trim that sandwich up, and I just said, well, I should have said a steak.
Huh?
My bad.
Hey, fan, I got one question, though, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Fat, your friend over there, Mr. J. Barnes, don't know it, but after he get hit by that ski mask, he ain't going to be able to eat that steak.
I'm wondering why J.D.M. Got the volume up so high on this talk show today. So they know this thing is being televised from Biz Hospital a bit. And it feel like y'all turn the radio down a little bit, man. I know Biz hurting every time the volume is so loud, the pain running through his ass. I just didn't want him to keep hurting, man. So when I saw Biz last time, he was hanging on the side of a pretty Chevy pickup, barely standing up. Jay was holding him up.
Hey,
I did want to get on here, man. I was going to wait because I didn't. That was sad, man, Biz to be looking like that. And I'm used to seeing a man in a good mood and everything. Shit, you gave him oxygen a couple of times on the side of that damn pretty-ass truck. Hey, Jay, but one good thing, his tailgate is hydraulic. That's what saves him, you know.
We seen that.
Damn gate would have went down quick. Ben would have broke his fucking neck, man. But the gate took his time and let Ben go to the ground real slow.
Jay, I was glad to see the fans down there.
This Bobby. I enjoyed it, man. That was a nice show, man. I enjoyed every bit of it, man.
Hey, and it was good to meet y'all. Now I was looking half crazy because I was about to beat, you know, call. Beat from die, and I wanted the ambulance to stay close, so in case they had to go get, you know,
about 10 minutes.
They were busy that night. The ambulance was busy that night, man.
So.
Yeah, he was going in. You know, we show a lot of preparation, ain't I think we'll get rid of it. Jay, can I invest in that company? Jay.
The stock is too high right now. The stock is too high, man. You don't want to buy it. It's selling too good, man. You want to catch stock when it's low.
Hey, it went real high when Biz got in that hole, bro. That.
Y'all can stop talking about my boy Biz like that.
That was sad, though, man. I didn't see that man look like that. He'd be in an upbeat mood and everything, man. I hate to see a grown man slobbing on himself like that and falling all over the place.
Yeah,
But Jay, you had them under control, though. I like the way you laid them on the back of that pretty truck.
Who owned that truck, Jay? That Ben's pretty truck.
I know Ben's on it because he couldn't drive it.
That Ben's pretty truck. That's out of the gate.
We tried to set that gate down. It wouldn't play. We just let it ease out. They messed up my, you know, the ground. I got the, I mean, I got steel sticking up paper. You hear me? What happened? You know, because, you know, his eyes and Jay, why y'all didn't put the paper in the toilet tissue with the tissue in the trash can? Why y'all didn't get
through them on? It was too much, Bobby. You can't, I didn't want all that on my hand, man. You had to just wipe them and throw it down. Get another piece and wipe them again. 706-2292. 706-2292. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
Man, if you wait this long to open my goddamn mic again, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. Hey, I got some bad news, though. I got some bad news, Jay. If Biz ain't already fired me, you got to fire me. I can't drive the zookeeper, because if you let me drive the zookeeper against the damn ski mask, I got to let him win. Jay. Jay, he got to win, because soon as he wins, he going to go buy him some front teeth. George, where you at, Big George? What big George at, man?
Hey, Jay, go open that. Jay, go open that line up, Jay, 202.
What big George at, man? That's my man, though. Big George. Every time we come up there, we race each other. That big George, that's something he's real on. But Jay, the two people going to kill him.
I told you, Jay, he going to run.
Big George, we're on. He might drop. What was the number?
202-255. It was a 202-255. I think it was 66 something.
I'm out here. Doggone it out here in the doggone rain unloading cars. Fucking Jay Barnes and goddamn Biz, goddamn them the sorriest motherfuckers out there. I already told Biz, bad luck. I said, Biz, every time I go somewhere with the car by myself, I win. Don't you come around and come on. Just send your money.
Ben was on it. I don't know if we gonna drop him.
No, y'all, hey, dog, them boys gave Ben so much hell, man. They got a man on here they called a fan, then they got another. They giving that man hell, man.
They can't get a fan here. The fan is a celebrity. You can't get a fan here.
Hey, dog. We still picking up paper down there at the racetrack. We still picking up paper. You know, the tissue where B has been crying so much. Yeah, well, they ain't got it all up yet.
Now, to be honest with you now, I'm going to have to tell you a lie about that, because B has left so damn fast he ain't had time to drop no paper. When Andrea bail out there, Biz left.
Yeah, they had to wake him up first, dog. He was laying on the back of a pretty-ass silver truck. I saw his ass, man, foaming at the mouth and shit.
Damn!
He was fucked up.
He tried to take a picture. He pulled his hat off. I said, no, man, put that hat back on. You look at the mess.
What was he mumbling? He was saying something about a break, and then I couldn't get it about it. All that shit was in his mouth. I couldn't understand what he was saying, something about a break, a train. I thought he said train break, but he was freeing break, and he was shaking and shit, and Jay Bud was rubbing on him and shit. I didn't know what the fuck was going on with him.
Don't get about Stone now. Hey, the Stone was help rubbing on him now.
They must have been talking about the trans break didn't work. That was what the trans break didn't work.
We couldn't understand him, dog. I mean, that's why the tailgate caught him on that truck. You know, it's got a hydraulic tailgate on it, man, and it saved him from breaking his damn neck, because when he fainted, he fell on the tailgate, and it eased him down. And then Jay Brown let him hit the ground before he picked him up. I always want to tell that, I'm sorry. That damn big.
Jay, there's, so you telling me all y'all was over there just laughing at Biz this weekend?
Pretty much.
God dang. Well, shoot, hey, I might can get the golf cart a little cheaper now. Let me go and call it. Jay.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
That wasn't tissue paper, man. That was that,
damn it, I'm on now. The phone was messing up, wouldn't let me talk. Damn it, I'm on now. Now, what you sound sucker say? I thought I was trying to say something y'all couldn't hear me. Bobby Child, I was trying to race your son for 2 months before you threw that race. You didn't want no trouble. Damn it. I'll make a special trip back to Albany and do you and your son.
Yeah.
What?
You done got you got beat by the man that Ashawn whooped ass. So why you want to come? You didn't want that.
Exactly.
Trouble.
So why wouldn't your son want to race me? Exactly.
Locking in.
When is your next race, Bobby?
Hey! I tell you what you do. You open the track up tomorrow. We'll come out and do it tomorrow.
Okay. Lock in.
We come out and do tomorrow.
Lock in. I don't hear nothing.
We'll hold dog show at your track tomorrow.
I told you we'll do it.
Hold on.
A 5-0-1.
I'm not locking. 6-7-4.
Uh-oh.
What you say, Bobby?
A 5-0-1.
5-0-15 or better.
All right.
Hey, Bobby. I'm with you on that, brother. I see Biz in them dog races. I'm with you.
No, I'm a bet it. Biz ain't got to bet nothing. I'm a bet it. So if I got to make sure. I got to get confidence in my damn self. I bet 5-0-15 or better. We're running tomorrow.
God damn it. Oh, Lord.
What time? I'm going to give Biz 1,000. I'm going to keep 500.
Where y'all going out on Tuesday night at?
I'm going to go down to Albany. I just told him I'd go to his track. He opened the gates. I'll be at his track. Whatever time he tells me to get down there.
Bobby, I'm with you, Bobby.
I got 500 for you, Jay.
Just let me get Junior on here. So we're damn sure open up now. You know me.
Hey, Jay, I got 500 on to you.
You got
500? No, 500. 500. I just picked up this motherfucker. I just got this bitch fixed. Broke the pipe off this motherfucker. Just got it fixed. I'm ready to go. I'm going to show y'all bitches. Tired of y'all fucking with you. Show y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Bobby trying to get some interference with all that background noise. That ain't going to save you, Bobby.
That was me. That was me cracking up damn cold black.
Okay. No, I'm trying to see if my son's going to be available. Just hold on.
Watch, he can't find him. He ain't got no signal. Watch this one.
Pass me that book. But dog, you know I got to get my personnel guys together.
No, we just sneaking there and do it just like we on the street. Just sneaking there and go and do it. We ain't got to get nobody there. All you need somebody there to fuck his motherfucking heart up. I'm gonna show y'all motherfucker about this. I'm gonna show y'all.
Jay Bonds, tell what is it, Yum Yum? Tell us, his mic is open.
Jay Bonds got some strippers over there. Jay Bonds got some strippers over there. He can't talk right now. That's why I got a part of him.
Hey, let me. I'm gonna say one more thing too. Now, I'm gonna say one more thing. Biz might not like this, you know. Jay Bourne trying to be sly on the side. God damn it, Jay Bourne. You got the back tie. You put the motherfucking bread man in there. You got the back tie with Zookeeper.
Listen, I don't want
to put you in business. I'll be trying to. I ain't letting Biz come around the car. I'm going to bet that damn money, and when Biz starts seeing that money come around, I'm just having to ship it to me. I'm going to do something to y'all.
Hey, Biz, I'll tell you what you do, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay Bobby.
Bobby, hold up. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Ain't none of us rich. I'm going to do it like this here. I'm going to spend my money to get the car down there. I'm just going to run you for $500. And if I win, I'm going to get all over the bills. If I don't, I'm going to leave that motherfucker down there and tell Bill I can't handle this bitch. I'm going to show him. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you and your son. Dead. Graveyard. If you don't want to run for the five, we can run for the thousand. But, you know, I'm just saying it because if I say 1,500, you ain't going to never be able to reach your son. I need another 100 to make sure Fan there. I want Fan to be there because he's the only one that ain't scared to tell the motherfuckers the truth. I want Fan there.
I'll be there. As long as Biz ain't there, man, because that's my cute goddamn little like Biz.
No, Biz knows
the goddamn car.
I got a baby. I ain't gonna be nowhere near no truck tomorrow. I got a two year old and a 3-year-old. I gotta watch all day tomorrow. I ain't gonna be around no truck.
Get them what they want.
They gonna sit on that couch. They gonna sit on that couch and watch the SpongeBob. That's what they gonna do.
No, he got to be there.
No, he ain't. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. That ain't that. The stipulation Bills cannot be at the track. That Jackson motherfucker stay home and babysit. I'm gonna come out there, drop his mind off to him, and keep on going.
Thanks.
But what did you get your ass for? What you doing?
Hey, oh, that's damn near impossible. Damn near impossible. Mandrill got one and one.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Shit, Mandrill got them left me two callings out the hole and still ain't win, but damn, Jeff did win. Still Jeff did win after all the shit I done.
Y'all don't
miss me. That means I can't never get that raid back, but I come to Edison Thursday, too. Oh, I forgot that big race. See, since I done lost, I got to come wherever y'all tell me to come. Wherever you motherfuckers tell me to come, I'll be the first bitch at the gate. Damn, y'all done shit this so sorry and show that ain't what focused on this motherfucker.
I ain't sure, man.
Yeah, what?
I left my show and had five on there when I left.
Then what the hell happened to Jay Bond?
I don't know what the hell happened to him. Biz, well, you tell Jay to stay away from the calendar right now.
You are crazy, ain't you?
Him and Wild over there working on that damn calendar. He ain't trying to look. Big George got him scared. That's what's wrong. That's really what's wrong. Ain't nobody want to tell it like it is.
Ski Mask ain't gonna run nobody. Ski Mask a race too though, but Ski Mask can't beat nobody neither.
It is.
Hey,
Ben. Yo.
Hey, so what's up with the golf cart? Now, if Bobby Childs get on by you, what can I get the golf cart for?
If Bobby Childs get by me, you can buy me for $1. You can buy me for $1. You can go pick it up. If Bobby Childs Jr. beat me, man, you can take. Hey, the car for sale for $5,000, and the golf cart to sell for $200. if Bobby Child Jr. beat me, you could get the car for $5,000 and you could get the golf cart for $250. I'm selling out. I don't want nothing.
So you don't want nothing.
I don't want nothing.
Oh, my. Hey, hold on. Where's Fan at?
I'm listening.
All right, now hold on. Dog said you are the most, you are one of the most, you know, respected fans because you're going to tell it like it is. So if Bobby Child get by that car, you heard what I can get, right?
Yeah, man, that sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
You could get the car for $5,000. I don't want it no more. And
$200 for the car.
$250 for the golf cart. $250 for the golf cart.
How you going to get it when dogs ain't going to leave it down here? Yeah, y'all got a dog.
Hey, put it in pound. Put it in pound. Look in the glove compartment. The title was in the glove compartment. And don't release it till they bring you $5,000.
Lord, so leave the car. The car is gonna be left. $5,000 to buy the car, and Fan ain't even gonna never talk to you again because you ain't gonna want to talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Well, what you gonna say a dog for?
Huh?
You gonna say a dog for?
Oh, I'm gonna set him on fire.
Hey, I go to the golf cart. No, I go to the golf cart.
The golf cart is in the paint shop as we speak, getting painted. So it's gonna have a fresh paint job on it.
Lord. So the golf cart going. Car for five. All right, now, hey, there's another item that needs to be sold. What can we do about that hat that you got from Pharrell? That hat, you know, that Smokey the Bear hat. What
can you
can do
buy
that?
It for 50 cents. 50 cents. 50 cents. I don't want nothing.
Lord,
just leave me with my grudging T-shirts. That's all I want.
I thought they'd get burned up with dogs. When you say you're going to burn dogs up, I thought you're going to burn the shirt up with dogs. Yeah. What's that pretty-ass truck with that hydraulic tailgate going for, man?
Oh, no, you can't have that. You can't have
that. Okay, I just thought I'd throw it in, man.
You can't have that one. Yeah, I know y'all like that truck. That was a hell of a demonstration there. Y'all ain't seen that before.
Yeah, man. That was nice.
All right. Man, I got to know.
I would have a truck like that. That truck reminds me of Kit, the way it saved you from hitting the ground.
Yeah.
You know, that kid on night ride of that car you played to me.
Hey,
truck, them like that.
I know y'all didn't see it. Y'all didn't see it. Where I was parked at Mandrill. Mandrell was parked right in front of us, and every time he do something to his car, he'll look over and smile at me.
God damn.
Jay Bonds went right quiet over there, Biz. I mean, you sure?
I told you he got them scrippers over there. I heard him got up out of there.
Boy, ain't got no goddamn going. They want to strip his goddamn self. How you gonna have something to do with this?
Hey, dog. If you had time to get over there, you'll see him.
Oh, you trying to get them t-shirts?
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
One of them over there got a see-through. One of them got a see-through summer dress on over there. I heard him got up out of there.
Hey, dog. All I'm gonna tell you. Is go to Jay Bond's page right now. That's really what he doing. He working on just posting a photo, grudging photo.
Hey man, he called me in there and I seen them girl. I said, man, what is this man trying to get me killed? Let me get up out of here.
What the hell? Man, this gonna be one interesting goddamn calendar. That's all I can say.
Hey, what's the restaurant we supposed to meet at Friday night?
Friday night we gonna be at Stefano's.
Okay, you gonna have to text me the address. How far is it from the airport?
I know, hey, you know how far the airport from the track is? Or
54 minutes.
Stefano's is 15 minutes from the track.
Okay, so it's about 40 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep, the pizza gangster said that he can hold 90, so we're good.
Okay. And how long y'all going to be there?
Well, Scotty G said he coming in midday. Donye said he coming in. Jason, I guess Jay and John coming in midday. I'm gonna be there about 3 or 4, so
I won't catch y'all then. My plane don't drop to 11.
Oh well, no, we ain't getting there till about 8 or 9 o'clock.
Oh okay. I might catch y'all then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the track and get up with old, cause they doing they testing and tuning Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, they got testing tune Friday night.
Yeah, I want to eat some of that East Coast cooking.
Yeah, some of that brick oven pizza.
Go on stand by the Browns on that third series.
I don't eat crab cakes, but everybody keeps telling me taste them crab
cakes. Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell you. You're going to have a ball down there. You're going to really have a ball. Them boys, from what I heard, from what Petey and them told me, they said they have a ball at Stefano's on the weekend.
Okay. I want y'all to take me where they film The Wire at. I want to see Avon Barksdale. Stinkle.
You want to go where they film The Wire?
Yeah.
Well, that's where, hey. You know, that's where Ski Mask and them hang out. You don't want to be down there?
Yeah, I want to go. Yeah.
It's
going to
provide some beat speed, but
he another. From what I heard, that guy there, Rugrat, got the hell up out there in Albany this weekend.
Yeah, he scared the hell out of me on his first pass.
That's
yeah, he was a little nervous. But he settled on down and took home the money.
Yeah, I saw some nice pictures, man. Bobby Childs posted some nice ones. And I'm going to tell you, a pretty car that they done just, you know, let, I guess that car, the Candy Factory got a pretty guy, or the Race Factory or whatever, that's a pretty goddamn car.
Yeah, I seen it with old big old snorkel hood on it.
Yeah.
There ain't no street car no more.
So is that a small block car, I'm guessing?
I mean, with all that, I don't know what it is now.
So what is that? Like, it's pretty. That's a funny car. It is.
Yeah.
You know what? The way they done it, they waited about 11 o'clock before they showed the car. And, man, when they rolled that thing around there, just like, you know, they were debuting, I don't know, but, man, it was just nice. I said, boy, this is all right here. I mean, that thing was clean. I tell you the truth. It's too pretty to wait, to tell you the truth.
Now, look, hey, I know what I want to ask you, Biz. I saw pictures of him this weekend. Where's Mr. Number One Stunner at tonight?
I don't know. He might be out getting ready. So Stunner gonna make his debut real soon. You know, they don't call him the Number One Stunner for nothing.
Well, yeah, I saw his boy Butt Naked make a nice little, I guess it was at LaGrange or somewhere, what, last week or week before that, made a little shakedown. She looked good.
Yeah. You know, you always look good when you're by yourself. Ask Bobby Child. He knows.
So what you trying to say? Bobby Childs made a pass by himself this week?
No, when he used to have that pro mod out there. He called it a top sportsman. But it wasn't nothing but a pro mod.
Once again, our car is a top sportsman car. But it was on the bullet, you know. It was.
Down south, they call it top sports. Well, my neck of the woods is a pole mine, full chassis.
Man,
that's
dog what it was. That dog.
Dog, where you from? Down south.
Goddamn Alabama and fried hood, goddamn it, fried hood.
Oh, but that's all I had was a top sports in the car. You knew it.
I know where you from here. You right, man, because you probably did think it was a pole mine.
So basically what I'm hearing is there's a chance that Bobby Charles will be back in the talk of the top sportsman ranks, huh?
Well,
that's my plan. That's my goal.
Well, I'd like to see it because I'm gonna tell you right now. That's another class that's I gotta say it. That's another class that's slowly declining, unless they get a little bit more racing in that class.
I think it's going. The way I move it, the car's going to get a little faster. Then that would be, it's going to really set me pro Mars then, because I see it heading that way. I really do. I see it heading that way. The car's going to get faster. And I don't think everybody's playing by the same rules anymore.
No, plus, hey, you gotta watch people like Biz. Biz and them got somebody, they got a pro mod neck camp somewhere. Watch, you gotta watch them.
I agree with you on that. But it ain't Biz, though. I need to be here. I'm sorry.
Hey, Biz, you ain't going to silent mode, did you, Biz?
He might, well, he's in slow mode. Why not go to silent mode?
Yeah, sir. Bobby Charles is hard on Biz. I'm going to tell you, this is interesting. I ain't know. Oh, look, somebody, you want to know what the bad thing is? I done heard it all now. Somebody is looking at the Redskins game. God damn, if the day didn't get worse. Lord, have mercy. Biz, that's got to be you.
He upset. He probably looking at the game.
What the show is, Biz?
Yeah, Biz probably. I don't know, man. Biz, the way y'all done talk shit to Biz, and Biz, you know what? He liable to be lying. He liable to be taking part in that photo shoot over there.
And my wife listen, they not talking. They must be in the photo shoot.
So Dog might have been right. Him and Jay Barnes might not have on them pink panties.
Well, I know Jay got on a pair. I don't know about Ben. I know Jay got on a
pair. Hey, Bobby Chop. I heard you had one hell of a race this weekend, man. So that was awesome, man. And that goddamn girl, man, she getting a little buzz on the page right now, man. I heard that thing, she got run a little bit too.
Yes, she. I tell you what, man, you can't play around with her. You know, you got when you leave, they just like I guess I heard what they say. You got to keep the pedal to the metal, like they say. But you lift, she rides on out. She's a good driver. She's a good driver. Yeah,
that's what I saw the video. It looked like the Jolly Rancher got about mid to three-fourths track and got a little crooked, and by the time he regrouped, she was dead on that ass.
Yeah.
Now, I just think that, you know, the job on that, on he don't have enough. Matter of fact, I think that was straight out the trailer with them. But I think they just, you know, the left lane, he somehow or another, his car just don't like the left lane.
I
would love to have seen him in the right lane and seen her in the left lane, because it seemed like neither lane didn't affect her.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you, that Camaro. Now, I think John Ford got video of that car down in Tennessee, too, if I'm not mistaken. Or in another small block shootout, and I think that thing came in second or might have took that one, too.
She making a name for herself. Ain't no doubt about that. She rough. It ain't some of the big blocks. I don't think want no part of her.
No, you want to know why? Because some of these big blocks, you know, on certain passes, they might be a little suspect. And you know, being suspect against a goddamn small block that's getting busy, yeah, you must get that ass blowed out by that woman. That ain't, you know, it ain't good feeling.
No. And so that would happen to be, you see, when he got drugged, Mandrill said he drug dog ass off, and then that would be just went into a coma. He's still in ICC, so he ain't woke up yet. he's traumatized, and he tried to get it, you know, he tried to figure out what the hell went wrong.
Yeah, I don't think Biz was too happy about that one, boy, because right after, I'm going to tell you, it must have been when y'all said he was leaning on that pickup, because his little Facebook was going crazy. I said, oh, Lord, Biz, something wrong.
Hey, look here. You talking about the hydraulic tailgate? When he was leaving that hydraulic tailgate, was up and down. Your boy was sitting on the damn button to sue. Yep. Yeah, that tailgate was just going up and down. He had on the road, just leaving. I bet he wore that damn tailgate out by the time he got home.
So, are you in Dog doing something this week, or y'all?
He's going up. Biz, he's headed up that way. He headed up north.
Oh, okay. Because I know I heard Dog say something about maybe Thursday or Wednesday or something, you know. That
was
your track.
We were talking about Tuesday night. You know, if they had really, you know, if I could have got a hold to my son, yeah, I sure went down and opened up and let him head the way. But they got something going on at the House of Hook on Thursday night. I think it's the coroner. And I would sure like to be there to see that. The coroner and Dolomite, they going at it.
Oh, okay. Coroner and Dolomite.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, it is. Dog said he's going to do a live show.
Now, I get to ask you. Now, I know you probably want the winner, but who you like in that one?
Somebody unmuted my mic. Hello? Hello?
Oh, you still on?
Somebody done muted my mic. J-Bar, Biz, hold my mic back up. really, I hadn't seen Dolomite if he made some improvement. I seen, you know, a couple passes and, you know, in corner, he talked like he's on top of the world, so he got a LH is, let me put it this way. Mike is a hellacious tool, especially for the top sportsman call, and that's a proven point. And Tony Wright on the corner is a hellacious driver. Although Nephew is a hell of a driver too. So you got, you know, so I'm just telling you, man, when the chip fall, when they going to lay, because you got a good hellacious tuner and a hellacious driver. So, hey, and like you say, you know, no joke, though. I mean, he ain't no joke, me.
Well, I hear that. Yeah, I think in that one, I don't, you know, that's a kind of a toss-up there. That one going to be a good one, I'm going to tell you. I saw the corner make a pass the other day, and I'm going to tell you, the corner, it ain't nothing to mess with.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we sure like, I tell you, that's one show I will be listening to if Dog say he's going to broadcast live. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to catch that one myself. I'm you know, Thursdays, you know, I'm on mine, but I might have to peek in on that one too, so. Yeah, I don't know.
Dolomite going to win.
Dolomite, oh, there you go.
I think Connor got a little bit too much power. I don't think they're going to know how to tune to get out of there fast enough. I don't think so.
Dolomite for the win.
Whoever said it's going to be a damn good one, and it's anybody can win, and that's a good advantage too. But if I had to pick a winner, and you twist my arm, I had to go with Dolomite. The corner got too big a motor, and I don't think the track gonna be prepped that good enough for them to lay all the power down. Then they gonna come down to who got the best tuner.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, you got a good tuner and a good driver. So you got West Carolina's, you know, pretty good.
I
don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking Nephew, but you know, like I said, you know, Tony Wright done been in more bad fight than Nephew.
No, not really. Tony Wright just talk more shit. I'm going to call the drivers equal. Who tuned the corners, Carter? It's going to come down to the tuners, not the drivers. Neither one of them gonna be that late. And all them 00 lights they talking about, they cutting that bullshit. Motherfuckers cut 00 light every blue moon. Let me tell you why. Every time a joker cut a 00 light, he keep the ticket and show it to everybody. See, I cut 00, I cut it. Yeah. Motherfuckers, stop that old fake shit like you done cut 00 every time you race. Motherfucker get lucky every now and then and cut a 00.
Hey, what they locked in on?
500 on 2 or better. Oh, I ain't gonna tell you, next time tune into my damn show, then you'll know, goddammit. Stop making y'all shows good. Y'all motherfuckers don't come on my show. I have to come on these weak-ass motherfucking shows to make y'all show good.
Yeah, they're definitely right about that. Jay need to tighten up. Jay on it. See, Jay got us on here. And Jay over there, God darn, he trying to get some strippers and a calendar going. And
you
over
there trying to
smell
some panties. You over there trying to smell some panties. That's what the fuck you doing.
Damn, it got me looking at the damn Redskins game. I know God darn well something wrong here.
Not changing the subject.